Recording 5-A0-TNX begins now that the patient is properly waking up. Safety precautions have already taken place. The abduction from the patient's bed was considered a success and remained sleeping through the more difficult parts of the procedure. Currently, the neck is held in place by a magnetized collar, keeping the body firmly in place. Cuffs around the wrist and ankles keep the limbs firmly planted and prevent the patient from being able to lash out. Clothing has also been removed so that we have easier access to the body. Since there's a purpose beyond observing from a distance, we needed to get a closer look at the patient. The only way to study the body is without anything in the way. Vitals have already been taken. The patient was waking up as the heart rate was measured. One would imagine that the patient has regained all cognitive thinking skills and has the ability to understand what is going on now. At least, one would hope. The Graviton XL beam's effect will have worn off completely in another 5 minutes, upon which the patient will no longer have an excuse. It seems that they're starting to move around. And just realizing how powerful the magnets are. Here. I want to try something. Hey there. Can you understand me? Good. That's going to make this a lot easier. Thank the stars for these dilithium delta wave translators. If you can remain calm for me, we will have you back in bed asleep in absolutely no time. Hopefully, this will all just be a very realistic dream for you that you can tell others about, and then they can think you're crazy. My Sweezy does our best work when you humans are oblivious. I'm sure you're thinking, why did this happen to you, of all people? You're more confused than anything else. Lost about what could be interesting about yourself to an alien like me. You don't see yourself as someone to be studied. But we do. I do, specifically. I've had my eye on you. I was told to find a human to study while here on Earth, and that's exactly what I did. You happened to catch my eye. All that was left was to put the plan into motion. You're exactly where I want you. Isn't that exciting to know you're just a pawn in someone else's game? You don't sound so thrilled. Be grateful I'm letting you use your voice. A single press to this button from me and that goes away. It would be wise for you to remember your tone when addressing me. You're not really in the position to negotiate. You're fairly helpless right now. Stuck to the table. Magnetized cuffs and collar keeping you perfectly still. You can't even move your neck like this, forced to look straight up and only catch glimpses of me out the corner of your eye. The frigid sterileness of the room makes your skin prickle, and you just try to remain calm, don't you? You don't want me to know just how scared you are right now, huh? I would be more shocked if you weren't. If you're good for me, this will all be over before you know it. There's only the final step left, and that's the most fun for me. I get to see just how compatible our species are. If we happen to fit together, then my kind will be introducing ourselves to your kind very soon. All your readings have come back normal, so I don't see a reason in delaying this any further. The sooner we get this over with, the sooner you can be all cozy in your bed and fall right back to sleep. I'm sure you would rather be there than in this white room. The scent of bleach strong in your nose. This won't be long. All you have to do is take my tendril. Then I'll monitor your vital signs for the next few hours. Depending on the results of that, you'll be let free. Or you could be taken back to my homeworld of Olika. Don't worry. Olika is very Earth-like. You'll fit right in once people get over your strange appearance. Look at me, getting ahead of myself. I'm not even sure if we're going to be compatible, and I'm finding myself worrying about how others might treat you on my planet. For all either of us knows, this fails and I just become a distant dream to you. Some fuzzy memory of a story you once read, or maybe it was a thought, but you can't be quite sure. All you'll remember is that it certainly felt real, but it couldn't be. Could it? I won't be undressing completely, just enough to take out what I need. It wouldn't be professional of me if I were to fuck you while completely naked as well. You're my patient. What we're doing is for scientific purposes. It's part of my job description to make sure that we are compatible together. That is the only requisite my species has to introduce ourselves to others. If you don't want others to think you're crazy when you tell this story, you're going to want to pray to whatever you believe in this world. From what I'm seeing so far, I think our anatomy should fit together. You have a hole. That's really all my tentacle needs to slither inside. Wouldn't even need to prep you or anything. With how my tentacle works, it's very skinny towards the tip and gets thicker the more you go down. Why don't you take a look for yourself? You can see it just out the corner of your eye since the collar is keeping you in place, can't you? That's right. This is going to go inside you. Going to breed you up and see if it takes. I'm sure your body will be able to handle it. There's no sign in your data that suggests otherwise. In fact, the tests yield that you are most likely going to enjoy this. The feeling of being so vulnerable and exposed while an alien looms above you, breeding you with my tentacle. Your tests show elevated heart rate, increased breathing, and increased blood flow. You're definitely going to enjoy the feeling of being filled up, don't you worry. I've done this hundreds of times with hundreds of my patients. I'm a professional. You're not going to be the first patient I test to see if we're compatible, and you are definitely not going to be the last. What will make an impression on me is how much fun you allow yourself to have. You see, this is going to feel good. I am going to make you come. I always do. It's up to you if you can allow yourself to enjoy this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. You better enjoy it while you can. Who knows the next time you'll get abducted? Yes. Yeah, that's... Oh, fuck. That's nice. You feel really good wrapped around me. Look at you. Your hole easily takes whatever I give it, slowly sliding in and out of you. Oh, that's it. Yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I told you it would. You feel good, sugar. Feels so sweet, you might just give me a cavity. That's it. That feels good. Adjusting around my tentacle as it goes a bit further each time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Feeling it start to move around inside you, twirling and twisting as it thrusts in and out. Yes, your hole looks pretty, taking my blue tendril. Looks so good like this, helpless against the restraints. Oh, you're left nothing but a body for me to fucking breathe. A hole to place my tendril inside, to feel it twisting inside you. Oh, that's it, sugar. You're getting the hang of it. What a quick learner. Able to adjust so easily to taking an alien cock. It feels good if you let it, doesn't it? No, that's right. The pheromones that were once coating my cock are getting into your bloodstream directly. Oh, pumping. Pumping throughout your body, making you more sensitive to me. Yes. Oh, that's it, sugar. Needed to test how you would react to certain chemicals that my kind produce. Need to see how well it affects you, sugar. Well, that's right. It's okay. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, you're getting warmer. The aphrodisiac's pumping throughout your veins as you take me nice and deep in your hungry hole. Oh, you're feeling so good, impaled on my tendril. The length twists around inside you, teasing and stroking. Oh, that's it. You're taking me so well. Not that you have a choice. You couldn't escape out of your bindings even if you wanted to. That's right. The collar adorning your neck is far too heavy for you to be able to move it. The cuffs on your wrists and ankles keep your limbs firmly planted in place. Oh, fuck. You're stuck here, sugar. Not that I see you complaining. It's starting to feel amazing, isn't it? Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh, embrace. Embrace how good it feels. Sink into the pleasure I'm giving you, sugar. Doesn't it feel good to be fucked by my tentacle? It's squirming inside you, not leaving a single inch of you not covered in me. Oh, fuck. My pheromones make you react even stronger. Oh, that's so good. It's so good that your body responds so well to me. Oh, moaning so loud for me, yes. That's right. Keep it up. You're doing such a good job, moaning around the tendrils as it continues to fuck you. Stuck against the metal table, writhing as best as you can despite the magnets. Fuck. Oh, you're helpless to do anything except take it. Feeling the tentacle thrust in and out of you, coiling inside. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the spot, sugar. Taking me as deeply as you can in that hole of yours, happily swallowing every inch of my blue tentacle. Don't even need to touch you to get off, do I? You're able to come just like this, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Come on, you can admit it. Tell me how good it feels. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're doing so good. Doing exactly what I asked. Oh, that's right. You're doing so good for me, taking everything I give you. Oh, yes, that's right. Moaning the deeper you take the blue tendril in your desperate hole. Oh, fuck. Oh, the pheromones have made it impossible to focus on anything else except for how amazing my tentacle feels, huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, your world has boiled down to just the feeling of me fucking in and out of you. You're all stretched around my cock. The tendril twisting around inside you. Well, while you lay there unable to stop it, trying to uselessly spread your legs wider, trying to rock your hips to get a little something. Oh, that's not how this works, sugar. You're here to be my patient, and I'm just doing my job. Need to make sure we're compatible, right? You want to feel this tentacle come inside you, don't you? Then you need to let me do my job, sugar. Need to let me come inside and breed you. But you're going to look so fucking good with my cum spilling out of your hole. Oh, I can already see it leaking down your inner thigh. Oh, fuck. You're going to end up looking like such a mess, sugar. Oh, but you feel so good, getting closer with every thrust inside you, feeling you clench around my tentacle, moaning, trying to keep it inside you. Oh, you don't like being empty, not even for a second. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it just feels so good to be fucked full, to be filled and stretched. You're imagining how good it's going to feel when I come inside you, aren't you? The pheromones already working their magic, making you think about my come inside you breeding you. That's all you want right now, isn't it? You're hoping that we're compatible, that it takes. Fuck. Oh, you're doing so good for me, sugar. Making me feel so good. You can't get enough of my tendril, can you? Oh, right there, yeah. Yeah, just like that, sugar. Fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, love how well you take me, easily clenching around my tentacle, gripping me as tight as you can. No, fucking. Oh, yes, 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 sucking every drop of pheromone you can into your body. Oh, you're greedy for it, aren't you? Love how it makes you feel. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Getting so fucking close. You're going to make me come, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Going to come inside you and knock you up. Breed you just how you need. Oh, you feel so fucking good, sugar. Making me not be able to think properly. All I can focus on is how good you feel. How tightly you're gripping me. Oh, yes, that's it. That feels amazing. Keep it up and make me come. I know that's what you're desperate for. You're just as close as me, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. I can feel it with how your muscles are twitching around me. You're not in control of that. You want to come just as badly as I want to breed you, sugar. Oh, why don't you come for me? Come at the same time as me. Come on, you can do it. I know you can, sugar. Don't you want to show me just how compatible we are? Oh, fuck. Prove to me just how good you can be, sugar. You can do it. Come with me. There we are. Oh, that's so much better. Now, that wasn't too bad for you, was it? It never is as bad as the patient imagines. Now, you're going to remain in this place for the next few hours while I monitor your vital signs. If there is nothing alarming, you'll be returned to your bed. If there is some kind of a reaction, you will be brought back to my home planet of Alaka. I'm unsure of what happens to you once we reach Alaka, though. That's a little out of my reach. My only designation is to take care of you on the ship and to research potential allies. Selfishly, I am hoping that we are compatible, though. What I would give for another chance at that hole of yours. I've fucked hundreds of aliens. Large, small, somewhere in the middle. And none of them have felt as good as you, sugar. If we happen to be compatible, if I happen to actually breed you, then I don't think I would be letting you out of my sight ever again. Oh well, only time will tell. I would recommend closing your eyes and trying to get some rest when you can. Who knows if the next time you open them, you'll be in your bed or on a new planet.